Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back. Today's Daf Yomi is Yevamos Daf Mem Aleph, and we are holding at the Mishnah, three lines from the top. So we have two sisters, Rachel and Leah. Reuven married Rachel and he passed away. Comes Shimon and does Chalitza to Rachel. Hacholes Leivimtai. If one does Chalitza to his Yevama, then his other brother, we have another brother, Levi, marries Rachel's sister, Leah, Umeis, and he passes away. And now, Shimon is faced with a new Yevama, Leah. Problem is, she happens to be the sister of Rachel, to whom he already did Chalitza, and as we learned yesterday, a relative of a Chalitza is Aser, Midrabon. So Leah isn't disqualified completely because it's only Midrabon. What do? Chaylatzes v'lemisya bemes, we apply Chalitza, but Yibum cannot be applied. In similar fashion, v'chein amagarish es ishtay, Reuven divorces Rachel. V'no sa'ochi v'zachoyse. And Shimon proceeds to marry Leah. V'meis. And he passes on. And now Reuven is faced with Leah, his brother's former wife. A Yevama. Can he do Yibum? Of course not, because she's a sister of his own wife, who he divorced. And as long as his wife is still alive, or his former wife is still alive, you can't marry a sister. Harezu Petura, Leah's pater completely from Yibum or Chalitza. Let's go over to Rashi. Eight lines from the top. V'loy misya bemes. Because in the first case, she's a sister of a chalitza. We still apply chalitza. We don't disqualify her completely. Why? She's a yevama. Although the chalitza, her sister, is still around. Why? The whole iser with respect to relatives of a chalitza is only midirabbanan on account of gerusha. And that's the next halacha. V'chein ha-megarish. V'gemor boi mayu v'chein. Now the question is, why add the word v'chein? If in fact it's so different, because chalitza is only derabbanan, in which case we still will apply chalitza here, as opposed to the achayis gerusha, which is completely potter. So what's the v'chein? Petura, a sister of a gerusha, of a divorcee is potter, af mena chalitza, even chalitza is not applied, the yaitza mishum achayis isha, because she is in effect your wife's sister. Hoyl v'ishta kayemis. Although she's already divorced from you, but she's still around. V'achayis gerusha midivrei Torah. That's mina Torah. Dechsiv. Oleho. A sister of one's wife cannot be married. Oleho b'chayeh. Kol shebechayeh. As long as his own wife, or his former wife, is still around. Continues the Mishnah. Sheimeros yavam. You have an isha who's awaiting yibum. So Reuben passes away. Rachel is a Shemeres Yavam. Shekidesh Ochiv es Achoisa. Rachel is awaiting Yibum from either Shimon or Levi, two surviving brothers. Problem is, Levi went ahead and did Kiddushin to Leah. After this tragedy happened, after Rachel became a Yavama, he went ahead and did Kiddushin to the sister of his Zekuka, of the Yavama, who's awaiting his Yibum. What do we do now? Mishum Rabbi Yehuda ben Nesir Amru. It was said in his name that what? Amrim Loi, we instruct him as follows. We tell Levi, hold on. Hamtein, wait. Ad sheyase ochicha masa. Until Shimon can go ahead and do something to Rachel, either a Yibum or Chalitza, in which case it's going to dissolve the Zika. And now you'll be free to marry Leah. But until then, you may not do so because Leah is a sister of Rachel, who is your Yevama. So she's considered Achay Zekuka. It's like the wife of your sister because Yevama is sort of a semi-wife. You have to wait until that Zika, that bond, that Chiv of Yevam dissipates. Okay, Cholatz La'achiv, Oy Kansa, Shimon does Chalitza to Rachel or actually marries Rachel. Yechne says Ishtay, then Levi is free to marry Leah. What about Mesa HaYevama? Rachel passed away. Yechne says Ishta, here as well. Levi can marry Leah, because the Yavama is no longer here. Meis Yavam. Suppose Shimon, the sole surviving brother, aside from Levi, the sole candidate for the mitzvah, Shimon passes away, which leaves only Levi available to do the job. Problem is, he's already connected to Leah. He did Kedushin to Leah. So he's sort of stuck. What do you do? He loses on both accounts. He yoytzi as ishtei beget. He applies a get to his own wife, to Leah. That's it. He can't marry her because she's achoy zekuka ve'eshes achem b'chalitza. And Rachel, who was his brother Reuven's former wife, she needs chalitza. But you can't do yibum. Why? Achoyz gerusha. Rachel is a sister of his divorcee. Let's go over to Rashi, off to the side. Shemeres yavim shekidesh. Says Rashi, you have a shemeres yavim, and one of the other brothers happens to be mekadesh her sister. After Rachel became available to all them, we tell him, hold on, wait. Because otherwise you're going to run into the sister of Yizakuka. Wait, allow the other brothers to apply Yivam to Rachel. In which case, her Zika, her bond with you, will become severed. Rachel passes on. He can marry Leah. Even if he himself would have actually married Rachel and then she passes away, one is allowed to marry a sister of one's wife after her passing. But Mesa Yavam, let's say the Yavam passed away. In this case, we mean Shimon. The only brother available is Levi. He's stuck because he's already connected to Leah. That forms a contradiction. So what does he do? He doesn't get to his wife, i.e. Leah, and Chalitza to Rachel. Ves Eishes Achav B'Chalitza, Avol Yevum Me'lo, you can't do Yevum to Rachel, Da'achayz Gerushasei, because she's a sister of Leah, whom he divorced. Asks the Gemara, Ma Yivichein? We start with Achayz Chalitza, which is only Midir Abonon, and therefore we require Chalitza, and then we go on to Achayz Gerusha, which is an Issa Min HaTorah, and no Chalitza or Yivum is applied. So what's the connecting word Vichein? Ema, reworded, Avol, instead of Vichein, which would indicate that it's a similar case, Avol. In contrast, Avol Amagarish, that's different than Chalitza. Because here it's Min HaTorah, she's totally Potter. Amarish Lakish, Kanshan Rebbe. In fact, in this mission, the Rebbe informs us the difference between the two. Achayz Gerusha Midivrei Torah, marrying a sister of a divorcee is Min HaTorah. Achayz Chalitza is only Midivrei Sofrim, and therefore it has different Haluch. Shemeres Yavam Shekidesh, the next part of the mission we speak about, Haluch of Zika. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir tells us that he's held up because he was Mekadesh, a sister of his Yavam. He has to wait until her case is addressed. And the Mishnah actually gives us two other options. If the Yavama dies, then he's free to be to marry Leah. Or in a case where the Yavam dies, then he loses on both accounts. Now what happens if his own wife, Leah, passes away? Can Levi go back and be Miyabim Rachel? You see, when Rachel became available, she was mutter to all, even to Levi. Then when Levi was Mekadesh Leah, in effect, he applied an Issa to Rachel, because now Rachel is a sister of his wife. But then when Leah passes on, she's no longer here. Rachel becomes mutter again. Would you say so? Machlokes Amoraim. Amar Shmuel. Firstly, halacha kedivrei Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir. We hold like Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir. Yesh zika. Zika is so powerful to make Leah usher on Levi because she is in effect a sister of his zekuka. Iboilu, but here comes a shaila. What happens if Mesa ishtei? Mahu biyavimtei? If Leah passes away, can Levi turn around and be miyabim Rachel? Rav v'Rebbe Chanina, the Amrit Havayu, they both say, sure, Mesa ishtei mutter biyavimtei, because the Yavama was mutter initially, became aser, but now she's mutter again. Shmuel v'Ravasi damer tavai, they both say differently. Meisa ishtei asur b'yivimtai. No, once Rachel becomes asur on account of Levi being mekalish Leia, that issa doesn't expire. Amar Rava my time at the Rav. Let's understand Rav. That she becomes mutter again. Mishum da'avoi yivama shehutra. Because in effect, Rachel is a yivama, who was indeed mutter at her initial stage of nefila. And then she became asur on account of Leah's marriage or kiddushin to Levi. Once Leah was removed from the scene, Rachel goes back to the heter. Tachsor le teira rishon, she reverts back to the original heter and she's mutter. Masav Rav Amnuna, how could you say that? Don't you remember that Mishnah Nechavtes, Gimel Achan, you have three brothers, Reuben, Shimon, and Levi. Beis Nesuin, Beis Achayis, Reuben married to Rachel, Shimon to Leah. Ve'echad Mufna, and Levi is available, unmarried. Meis Echad Mibalei Achayis, Reuben, the husband of Rachel, passes on. Ve'os, Abba Mufna Mamar, Levi approaches her and does this Mamar, this type of Kedushin, to the Levama. And then Shimon, husband of Leah, passes away. Mesa, Ishtoi Achrov, and then the wife of the of Levi, meaning Rachel, passes away. So what happened was that Reuben passes away, right, leaving Rachel behind. Levi does Mamar, some sort of semi-connection. Then, at that point, Shimon passes away, leaving behind Leah, which in effect makes Rachel usher to Levi, although he did Mamar, but Mamar is not a true Yibum. So Levi can't actually marry Rachel now, because Rachel is a sister of Leah, who is also a Zekuka. So each one of them is like a sister of your wife. Achoy Zekuka is Asu. Ve'achakach meisa ishta achrav. And then afterwards, Leah, Shimon's wife, also passed away, leaving Rachel as is. So Rachel started off being mutter. When Leah arrived on the scene, Leah applied Issa to Rachel. But then Leah left the scene. She doesn't exist. What happens now? Oysa Yevama, Rachel. Chaletz, let me say, Abemis, you can only do Chalitza, not Yivam. Vamai, why? According to Rav, Tihavek Yevama Shutra. Let's treat it like Yevama, who was mutter at her initial stage of Nefila. Venestra, and then she became Asa for some, as a result of some sort of external, you know, element. The Chazer Rahutra, and that element was removed. She becomes mutter again. What happens? Tachser le'atera rishon. She reverts back to the original heter. Ishtik. So he remained silent. He had no answer. Right? When Rava heard this kasha from Rav Amnuna, he was silenced. Lebasa the nafak. After Rav Amnuna left the Beis HaMedrash, Omar, so Rava says, "Ooh, that's a pity. Amailoi Amrslay. Why didn't I just simply tell him Rabbi Elazar here? He, that Mishnah that you quoted, yeah, that's a different sheet. That's Rabbi Elazar. The Omar he holds, Kivan Sha'amda Olav Shah Achas Bi Isr. If at any time, if at any point, the Yavama became Asr to the Yavam, Nesra Olav Olam, that Isr remains on her forever. Once Asr, always Asr. Rashi says, the classic case of Nesra is, Reuven married Rachel, divorced her, then remarried her. Says Rabbi Elazar, you should know that even if Reuven passes away, Shimon cannot be miyabim Rachel. You know why? Because when Reuven initially was megarish Rachel, Rachel became asur to Shimon because she is grushas achiv. So although Reuven remarried her, and now Reuven passes away and she's a regular yavama, no, she was once asur. If at any point, way back when, it was Isser between Rachel and Shimon, once Asser, always Asser. That's Rabbi Elazar's Shita. Rabbanan disagree. No, it's unrelated to Yivam, just because she was Asser 10 years ago, but then she became his wife again, and now she's a Yivam. Yeah, so according to Rabbi Elazar, it makes sense why that Mishnah that we just quoted, the three brothers, would not allow a Yibam. Because he holds that once the Yibam becomes Asr, for whatever reason, in that case it happens to be because she was Achais Zekuka, whatever the reason is, once Asr, always Asr. But us, we, the Rabbanah, don't hold on that. And therefore, in our Sugya, in our Mishnah, if the Yivama was Mutter and then became Asr, and then the Isser was removed, she's back to Heter. Hadar Amar, then Rava says, you know what? No, I go back on that. I cannot blame, so to speak. I can't attribute that Mishnah to Rabbi Lezer. Emo de Amar Belezer. When does Rabbi Lezer hold of this halacha of once Asr, always Asr? Hecha de lechazio b'shas nefila. That's only when there was some sort of Isser applied to the Isha during Nefila. She had a pre-existing Isser. She had a pre-existing condition, so to speak. So she came into the Nefila with that Isser riding on her. Such as in the case that we mentioned when she was his brother's Grusha. That happened before Nefila. Avalecha dechazi b'shas Nefila mi'amar. But in the case where the Yivama, at the point of the Nefila, when she became a potential Yivama, so at that point she was Mutter. And only later on did something happen. An occurrence that actually generated a new Isser. And that Isser was then removed. How do you know Rabbi Lezer would still consider her Usser? Such as in our cases here. Whether it's our Mishnah that the brother went and was Mekadish, her sister. That's an Isser that arrived later. Or in the case of the Mishnah that we quoted there, with the three brothers, and we had one Yivama, then the other Yivama arrives. These are all things that happen, these are development that happened later. Who's to say that according to Rabbi Lezer, that would be us? I can't attribute those to Rabbi Lezer. Hadar Amar in. Rabbi turned around and says, no. Actually, it does fit with Rabbi Lezer. I'll quote you a Braisa, where it's clear that according to Rabbi Lezer, if the Yivama becomes Usser, for whatever reason, even later on, the Isser sticks. And therefore, I have a terrace to my to your Kasha. The Mishnah that you quoted, that's Rabbi Lezer. Once Usser, always Usser. But I'm going like the Rabbanon. If Yivama was Mutter at the point of Nefila, and then became Usser for whatever reason, and then that Isser was removed, she goes back and becomes Mutter again. About Tanya, as we find in the Brayser, Rabbi Lezer Omer, in reference to the case of our Mishnah with the three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven passes away. Shimon does chalitza to Rachel. And then Levi does kiddushin. Sorry, again. We have three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven passes away, leaving behind Rachel. At that point, for anything, Levi decides to jump in and do kiddushin with Leah, Rachel's sister. That's problematic because Leah is a sister of Rachel, his Zekuka. Says Rabbi Lezer, you know what? Rabbi Lezer, Omer Meisi Yevimtai, if Rachel passes away, Muta Be'ishtai, Levi is free to marry Leah. Because there's no interfering factors. Meisi Ishtai. But should Leah pass away, now the question is whether Levi can approach Rachel and do Yibam, because he's no longer married to Leah. Oisi Yavama? Guess what happens to Rachel? Choletzis Lemis Yememis. Chalitza no Yibam. Why? Because of this reason. Rabbi Lezer L'shita Asai. Once a Yavama becomes Asr on you for whatever reason, even if that Isser is removed, it stays Asr. So in conclusion, says the Gemara, our machlekes amirayim seems to be really in line with the machlekes tanoim. Again, we're speaking about this case where we had Reuven who passed away, leaving behind Rachel. Levi was mekadesh Leah, Rachel's sister. And now, Leah passes away. Can Levi approach Rachel? We had Shmuel and Rav Asi who said no. Rachel was once Asr on Levi, always Asr. We have Rav and Rabbi Chanina who says, yes, Mutter. because she was muta to begin with, then she became aser, go back to heter. It seems that these amiraim are really discussing the same thing as we have in Machlokes Tanoim. Leimer Shmuel v'Rabasi d'Amar Rabbi Elazar. It seems like they're going to Rabbi Elazar, and not like the Rabbanon. Rabbanon is in that case that we mentioned, if Reuven remarries his Gerusha, and then he passes away. Rabbi Elazar says, well, once the Gerusha was Aser on Shimon, because Gerusha's Achiv is Aser, always Aser. Rabbanon say, no. Who cares if at one point in time, Rachel would have been considered Aser to Shimon? But once Reuven remarried her, and then he passed away, she's a Yevama, she's Mata to Shimon. So Shmuel and Rabasi, who hold that once the Yevama is Aser, she's always Aser, that's like Rabbi Elazar, not like the Rabbanon. No, I feel the like Rabbanon, they could be in line with even with the Rabbanon. At can lay kamiflagi Rabbanon lay Rabbi Elazar. Perhaps Rabbanon only disagrees with Rabbi Elazar. In that case, in the case where Reuven divorced Rachel, remarried her, and only passed away. In that case, they say, you know what? The fact that she was once Gerusha, Shimon was Aser to Rachel because she was Reuven's divorcee, that's old news. That's past history. Right now, she's presenting to you as Shim, as Reuven's widow, as an almana, as a yevama. Ela mishum deminafila ve'elach le'mitzra alayu. Because there's no Yibum related Isurim here. Right? At the point of Shimon's death, there was no Isser. There's no reason why Rachel would be Aser on Shimon. The fact that she was once Aser 20 years ago before Reuven remarried her, that's not relevant to Yibum. Avalacha, but now a case. In the case of the three brothers, Reuven passed away, leaving behind Rachel. Levi was Mekadesh Leah. Avalacha de Itzer, she became Aser in a Yibum state, as a Yevama. So this Isser applied to Rachel. Afilu Rabbanu Maidu, even they would agree that that Isser sticks, perhaps. That's a sheet of Shmuel and Ravasi. And of course, Rav disagrees. Rav says, you know, even in this case, it's only Rabbi Elazar who would say it's Aser. I'm following the Rabbanu. And once the Yevama was Mutter, and then she became Aser, and she goes back to Heter, it's fine. So bottom line is, when we have a Yevama who was Aser at a certain point, and then that Isser is removed, what happens to her? So really, there were three possible circumstances, three possible scenarios. We have a case where there was an Isser applied to the Isha, who's going to be the potential Yevama. That Isser came about before her Nafila, during her husband's lifetime. She was considered a Grusha's Reuven to Shimon. Right? Reuven had a wife, divorced her. At that point, she's considered Reuven's Gerusha, and she's Aser to his brothers. And then Reuven happened to remarry her. And then he passed away, and she was a Nevama. In that case, Rabbi Elazar says, since there was an Isser applied to Rachel, even way back when, that Isser sticks, and even when she presents herself as a Yevama to Shimon, she's Aser, according to Rabbanan. That's not a Yibum related Isser. And therefore, now we just treat her like a regular Yevama. She's Mutter to Shimon. Now, of course, we have to point this out. Tosfos points this out based on a Gemara back on the Chav Zayin. That if at the point of Nefila, the Yevama was Aser on the Yevam, all agree. Certainly, if it's an Isser, right? So all agree that Isser sticks. Because the Yibum was triggered when she was Aser. So it's Chal. That Isser gets applied and can never be revoked. She becomes like an Erva, Eishas Ach, which is Aser for all time. What about L'Acher Nafila? If when she presented herself as a Yevama, she was Mutter, and then there was some sort of factor that arrived and made her Aser, such as in our Mishnah. And then that factor was removed, such as in this case where Levi was Mekadesh Leah, and then Leah passed away. So that happened L'Acher Nafila. According to Rav, here as well, we will have a machlekes between Rabbi Elazar, who says Aser, Rabbanon, who say Mutter, and we follow the Rabbanon. Shmuel says no. In this case, that the Isser arrived when she was in the Yevama state, that Isser sticks for all time. Continues the Mishnah. So we spoke about the 3-month interval between marriages. The point of which is to ascertain that she is not muberes. It's meant to determine whether or not she's pregnant, in which case we can it will allow us to identify the identity of the child born down the road. If she's married too soon and there's a child 7 months down the road, we'll never know who his father is. Husband number two, who fathered a 7-month baby, or is it a 9-month pregnancy, way back when from the first husband? Chacham instituted a 3-month wait period. When it comes to marriage, when it comes to Yibum, you need to wait those 3 months. Hayevama loy sachlitz, loy tesiyabim. She may not engage in chalitza or Yibum, until 3 months pass. Why not chalitza? The Gemara will discuss. Likewise, all women. Between marriages, lo yis arsu, should not get engaged, v'lo yinosu, nor married, until they wait 3 months. Echad besulois, whether she's in a state of a besula, echad beulois, whether she had engaged with somebody has married already, echad gerushois, a divorcee, echad amanois, a widow, echad nesuois, whether she had been previously married, v'chad arusis, is only engaged. We don't differentiate. In all cases, there's a break between marriages. Rabbi Yehuda takes issue. He says, no, Rabbi Yehuda, her nesuis is ars. A woman who was really married, and there's a chashash of Zerah from the first husband, but she can get engaged. That's not going to create confusion. Likewise, ve'arusos, if she was merely engaged, in which case there's no concern of children, yinasu, this woman can get married right away. Except, chutz min arusos shel Yehuda, the women who were engaged in the Yehuda area of Eretz Yisrael, where they would be meyachad them with their chasanim to make them, have them get familiar with each other, because he's very familiar with her, very close, and therefore there's a concern perhaps that there was some interaction as married. In this case, we still require, even though it was only Erusin, we apply the 3-month interval. Rabbi Yossi Omer, I agree with Rabbi Yehuda, but I take issue with one thing. He spoke about an Isha who was Nesua, going ahead and getting engaged right away. It depends. Kol Hanoshim is Arsu. All women who were previously married can proceed with Erusin, except Chutz Min Almana, except for a widow. It's inappropriate. Nei Ibul. She needs to observe at least 30 days of mourning before she goes ahead and gets engaged. Ask the Gemara. Bishleim Eli Tesiyabim. I understand why Yibum is not allowed within 3 months. Shema Yeh Avlad Ben Kayama. Concerned that perhaps you'll discover she is pregnant, and the child will be born as a healthy child. In which case, Reuben, the former husband, has a child. And no Yibam was required. Because Paga B'Yisra Esha Sachta Hiraisa, and Shimon engaged with the Erva. Does that make sense? Elolei Sachlitz? Don't do Chalitza during this time? Amai, what's wrong? So let's say she doesn't need it. What's the big deal? What's the Isra? Lema to have it, you have to Rabbi Yechonon. Is this a kasha Rabbi Yechonon? The Amar chalitza smu beresh ma chalitza. He maintains that if a chalitza done, if you do a chalitza to an isha mu beres, it works. So if you did chalitza and you discovered she's mu beres and she ends up miscarrying the child, in which case she was really a childless woman, well, let's say the husband was a childless man, in which case chalitza is required, it works. We don't just back on the flamen hay. We apply it, so to speak, retroactively. So why can't you apply chalitza right away? If it turns out that she needed the chalitza, you have it. If it was unnecessary, okay. No harm. Asks the Gemara, V'lav miyusvini l'Rabbi Yochanan chadazimra. You already had a kasha Rabbi Yochanan once. And in fact, we concluded that the halacha follows Reish Lakish, that you can... You cannot do chalitza to muberes. So why are you asking another kasha? Lema meha, not mitiavet yufta. Perhaps this is going to be another kasha. Rashi says, if you can figure out a solution to the first kasha, you'll have another kasha. No, This Mishnah is not a kasha on Rav Yechanan. Hach, I knew taima. You know why we don't do chalitza at this early point? Shema yehev lad ben kayama. Perhaps it will turn out that the child is a viable child, a healthy child, and she did not need a chalitza. In which case, we have to go make an announcement. V'nimtzes atomach matzricha kruz lekuna. You have to make an announcement. Rabbi Yisai, this is not a proper chalitza. She's mutter to a kohen. She's not a chalitza. So on account of this, we refrain. V'nitzricha, okay, so make the announcement. What's the big deal? And says the Gemara, Dilma Ika, perhaps there'll be a person, the Havoy b'chalitza, who will have been present during this great Chamili Chalitza ceremony. Big news in town, a Chalitza in town, he comes and he watches. But then he left town, v'lo yehava b'achroza. He won't be around when we come back around and make that pronouncement. We make that announcement and the achroza. And he'll think, that she's a chalutza. He'll treat her as pasul from kuhuna. And then, you know what's going to happen? He comes back a year later. Oh, look, Rachel's married to a kohen. Gevald. Oh, apparently a chalutza is mutal a kohen. So to avoid this pitfall, we don't want to get involved in doing a chalitza, which might get invalidated. Okay, so that explains a tenach almana. An ordinary yevama, of course, is an almana. We don't want to apply chalitza unnecessarily. Or at least if there's a chance of it being unnecessary. But grusha ma'ika l'meima, let's say Rachel, who is now Reuben's widow, had been previously married to somebody else and she got divorced. So in any case, she's puzzled to a kain. So there's no loss here. In any case, she's not roy for a kain. So do the chalitza, and at worst case, the chalitza is not needed. What about the halacha to a kohen? She's pasla anyways. The answer is mishum demafsed lamezoynos, because you're going to have her lose her financial support. Halacha is that a yevama for the first 3 months after misa is supported by way of her former husband's assets. That's the halacha, right? Since she can't get married during that time. She's sort of held up on account of her husband. So he's meant to provide her needs. We take it from his properties. But if you do chalitza right away, that's it. His commitment's over. And she'll lose out. So really it's for her benefit, Tosis points this out. According to this, it's not an iser, it's just an etzah toiva. Wait until 3 months. Take the chalitza then, and then marry right away. Remarry right away. Teinach Nesua, that explains why a married woman whose husband passed away should wait until 3 months are over, because a married woman is supported by her husband. But Arusa, let's say she was only engaged, in which case she doesn't get mezoinus in any case. And on top of that, she's also a grusha. She's been previously married, she was already a grusha, in which case she's anyways pasul lekohen. So bottom line is, both factors that we discussed don't apply. The psul lekohuna doesn't apply, she's a grusha. Mezoinus. In any case, she's not eligible for mezoinus. Michael and Meimar, so in this case, why can't you do chalitza right away? Says the Gemara, there's actually a third reason. Elam Mishum de Rabbi Yosi, the Sani. Ma'as about them echad, a story involving this fellow, Shebo lefnei Rabbi Yosi, who approaches Rabbi Yosi. Amalei tells him, Avishai, ma'u lachlis b'sach gimel? Is chalitza permitted within 3 months? Amalei, he says, Lain, of course not. Loi tachlitz. No, don't do chalitza. So he says to him, why? Rabbi, why? But tachlitz, what's wrong with chalitza? So let's say it's not necessary. It turns out that she's a muberes. Who cares? So I did chalitza for no reason. Uma bekach. Rabbi Yisi responds, with a pasuk. Kara olav mikroze. Listen to this pasuk. Emelah yachbitz. If the yavam chooses not to do yivam, then he does chalitza. What does this imply? Chalitza is only applied when yibum is an option. Ha'im chafetz yavim. And we learn, it's basically two sides of the coin. Kala oyle l'yibum, oyle l'chalitza. If yibum is an option, chalitza is an option. But since within 3 months, yibum is not an option due to the gzeres chacham. So as Rashi explains, l'chatchila, we're looking for a proper, an optimal chalitza, and that's only if yibum is an option. optimally, chalitza should be an alternative to yibum. And therefore, you must wait 3 months, after which yibum is an option, and then do chalitza. So bottom line is, we asked the kasha, what's wrong with chalitza toich gimel? We gave three terutzim: either the kain confusion, mezoinos, or finally, because ideally, chalitza should be applied when yibum is an option. Maser Rav Chinuna, he asked the kasha from a brisa where it says asfekos, all kinds of uncertainties. What do you do then? Chaltes lemisyab mois, you do chalitza with ad yibum. My sfekos, what does sfekos mean? Ilema safik kedushin. You don't know if Reuven was mekadesh Rachel or not. There's a safik whether she even married Rachel. Then Reuven passes away. That's called a safik. That doesn't allow yibum. Why not? What's wrong with yibum there? Amay lo misyabim. It's siyabim. Let Shimon do yibum to Rachel. There's no harm. Look, either she's his brother's wife, or if there was no kedushin, then she's just a stranger. Nothing wrong. That can't be the case. Elolav safik shekidish achas mishte achayis. When we say safik, it means like this: this fellow did kedushin to one of two sisters. Ve'eni day ezim and kiddush. He's not sure which one. Not sure. I can't remember. So now he's stuck. Now the yavam is stuck. He's stuck. The yavam is stuck because when he passes away, the yavam can't be miyavam either one. Look. Each one might be the sister of his real Yavama, the Achayis HaKukah. Now here, you have a case where Yibam is not an option. Can he be Yibam either one? No, of course not. Uktani Chayletzes. The Braisa clearly says Chalitza is okay. So you see, one is not dependent on the other. Oh, it says the Gemara, big difference. How can you compare? Hasim over there, it's just a question of verifying the facts. Fine. To you, it's unverifiable. You'll never figure out whether it was really Rachel or Leah, but technically speaking, you can find out. There's nothing wrong. There's nothing inherently wrong with these women. Im yava Eliyahu v'yayimra. Say, Eliyahu Novi comes around and tells you, the ha-kiddush. It's Rachel who he was mekadesh. She's the one. In that case, certainly bas chalitza v'yibum hi. You can do chalitza v'yibum. It's just a question of facts. So since it's not inherently a deficiency in the Isha, so it's called Oyla Yibum, because as per the Isha, as far as she's concerned, she's a potential Yavama. You don't know which one it is. The big difference. And therefore, Chalitza is okay. Hacha, in our case, within 3 months of the Misa, Yibum is off the table, period. Even if Eliyahu HaNavi comes today and tells us, she's not expecting. You're going to pay attention to him and do yibum? Of course not. Of course not. There's an iser. Are you going to do yibum to the isha? Of course not. Haktana, I'll bring you a right. Look, haktana. Who's a yivama? The lav bari yiburi. Certainly she's not capable of carrying, of becoming pregnant. We know this for a fact. We had this a couple of days ago. The Isser of the 3 month, the wait period applies to all equally, whether G'dayla or K'tana, without any exceptions. So even if you know for a fact she is not Muberes, you can't do Yibum until after 3 months. You have to conform to the Chachamim's Takana, right? So there's something inherently deficient in this situation. This Yivama is not a Bas Yibum, and therefore Chalitza should not be applied to Chathil. If you have a better alternative, wait until 3 months are over. Tanu Rabbanon. So the Gemara made slight reference to the concept of who supports the Yivama. Now we're going to have more details. Tanu Rabbanon. Yivama Shlosha Chadashim HaRishonim, the first 3 months, Nizoinis Mishal Baal. She's supported by way of her former husband's assets. Why? Because, as Rashi says, that's part of the Ksuba commitment. He says, look, as long as you're an almana and you're a stick around and you're sitting in my home and I provide for your needs, that's only within the first 3 months. Because, as Rashi says, she'eino yecholu li'nasim achmas bala. The reason why she's not free to remarry is because of her husband. She's being held up. So he has to pay her bills. Mikan ve'eloch after 3 months are up. She's free to be, to go and do yibum or get married. Einon is zaynus le'mishal ba'al ve'le'mishal yavam. At this point, she's not held up because of the husband. So husband is potter and yavam as well. He's not her husband. So she has to take care of her business quickly, take care of the yibum or the chalitza, and go get married. Amad bedinu barach. But let's say the yavam is giving her a hard time. She took him to the bez and she says, look, Rabbit, what's the delaying all about? Either do yibum or chalitza, or barach. And this fellow took the next flight out. And the zaynus mishal yavam at this point, and bezdin obliges the yavam, or at least they collect his properties and they support the yavam. What happens like this? If naflil fnei yavam katan, she presents to a katan who cannot be miyavim. So now she's sort of stuck. Miyavam less lo. She can't collect from the yavam. He's still too young to do yavam. No, you can't hold it against him. Mi ba'al mai. Can she still collect from her former husband? Interesting shayla. Because really, she's held up because of him. It's almost like within the first 3 months. It's a very long 3 months. She has to wait for the yakatan to grow up. On the other hand, technically, the yavam should be taken care of. So what happens? Pligibar of Achav Ravina. One says that she can collect from her husband's properties. The other one says, no, she can't. That's the halacha, she can't collect. In heaven, they have some sort of calculation here. They sort of penalize her. They put her in this predicament. She has to go out and support herself. Because we can't apply this chiyuv to anybody. Let's do a brief chazor of today's daf. We started with the Mishnah. We had Reuven who passed away, and there are Shimon and Levi standing here. Levi chooses to do kiddushin to Leah. Says the Mishnah, the Gemara paskens like that. Name of Shmuel, he has to hold up because Leah is Rachel. Rachel is Yivama's wife. The Mishnah tells us that if Shimon does Yibam to Rachel, then Levi is free to marry Leah, no problem. Zika is gone. Likewise, if the Yivama passes away, once again, Levi can marry Leah. What happens if Leah passes away? Mesa Ishtay. Here we go. This is a big machlekes. The machlekes revolves around the question of Nasra. Yivama, who was Asra and then became Mutar, such as in this case. Initially, Rachel was mutter to Levi, and then he married, he did kedushin to Leah. He created that problem, but then she was taken off the scene. Shall we consider Rachel to be mutter again? Big machlekes. Now, let's break it down to three possibilities. If the Isha, who's a Yavama, was usher at some early point in history, we'll call it Kodem Nefila. She was a grusha of Reuven, then Reuven remarried her, and then she was naifal even to Shimon. Reza says she remains Aser. Rabbanan say no. That's not a Yibam related Isser. And as a Yivama, she was Mutter. All agree, if Bishas Nefila, she was Aser, that remains for all time. What happens La'achar Nefila, such as in our Gemara? Rachel was Mutter, and then became Aser, and then became Mutter again. Rab says, well, according to Rabbanan, yeah, it's Aser. But according to Rabbanan, who he passed like, it's Mutter. Shmuel says, according to all Shittas. In this case, it would be Asr as well. We learned that typically all women have to wait 3 months between marriages, according to Tanakhama in all cases. Rubida says no. If she's only trying to get engaged, that's okay. Or if she was previously only engaged, that's also fine. Rabbi Yossi adds that a Nesua should wait at least 30 months before even getting engaged in order to observe Avelos on account of losing her husband. Within 3 months, Yivama can't do Yibam. That's understood. We have to determine whether or not she's expecting. What's wrong with Chalitza? We have three Tirutzim. Either it's going to create that confusion with the Kahuna, but that doesn't apply to an Isha who's already Pasul, like a Grusha. Oh, here comes the next reason. We don't want her to lose Mezaynes. Well, by Arusa, who doesn't get Mezayis in any case, that doesn't apply. And the conclusion of the Gemara is, ideally, we try to avoid doing Chalitza to an Isha who's not royally Yibam. So wait until 3 months, she'll be royally Yibam, then apply the Chalitza. Who pays the Mezayis of the Yivama? Within 3 months, her former husband's properties. After 3 months, basically nobody, unless the Yavam was meant to do Yibam and he took off. Then we take from his properties. Let's say she's waiting for the youngster to grow up and do Yibam. Who pays at that point? Can she collect from her former husband's entity? The machlek is, Amarayim, and Alach is, no, she may not. Gamzul Toiva. All the best to you and tons of Hatzlacha.